preparation for the next general election is facing several challenges. First of all, there were very tight timelines that IEBC is struggling to meet, and with the delay of the delivery of equipment that's supposed to register voters electronically, we have just about 20 days left for registration of voters, because we are only 30 days. And thereafter, we are required to now prepare for the election. So the time remaining is not sufficient to enable IEBC put in place the necessary mechanisms and systems and logistics to enable all Kenyans to vote, whether in the U.S. or in Europe or elsewhere. So the issue is not if they should vote, because that is settled now. The Constitution allows them to vote. The question is really when. And the Constitution also allows progressive realization of these rights through preparation. And that's what Cabinet, looking at the situation and the challenges IEBC is facing currently, proposed that perhaps it might not be possible to have Kenyans in the diaspora vote immediately in this election, but for necessary preparation to be put in place for them to be able to enjoy this right at the next general election. So that is where we are, but the ultimate mandate to make that decision lies with IEBC, and we're expecting them by tomorrow to give the final position on the matter. But what came from Cabinet is a recommendation based on the circumstances and the challenges IEBC is facing now, including registering 18 million voters within Kenya by the 19th of December. So these are real challenges.
Honorable, some people have said that the Kenyan cabinet is being dictatorial or turning the country into a banana republic because some of these Kenyans living abroad, they said, are being disenfranchised. What is your take on that?
Well, it is, first of all, not true that the government is being dictatorial, because this is the same government that has supported the passing of this constitution, that has gone beyond the extra mile to ensure implementation of this constitution, including putting in place the necessary constitutional and legislative framework to ensure realization of the rights enshrined in the constitution, including the rights enshrined under Article 38, which are political rights for every Kenyan to participate in our democratic processes and to register as voters without undue restrictions, and to vote or vie for any position, including the latest adoption of election rules and regulations to allow for registration of voters in the diaspora. All this legislative framework has been put in place. And if this government was not keen on implementing this constitution, they wouldn't have gone the extra mile to ensure this legislation. But so much has been done, but so much still needs to be done. But the time left is not enough to allow for all this to be put in place. It was proposed that we have a registration take place in all the embassies and high commissions. We have about 52 of them. But there are many countries that do not have these embassies across the world. And as to which ones will vote and which Kenyans will be left out is really a challenge for now. So it is proper to allow for proper preparation to be done, identification of all Kenyans, wherever they may live outside our borders, to ensure once the mechanisms are put in place in the system, they will be able to fully enjoy this right. But it is not possible within the time, within the remaining time. So that is really the position. But ultimately, IEBC will have the last say on the matter, and we continue striving to ensure that Kenyans enjoy their constitutional rights under the new constitution. Thank you.
If the IEBC makes its final decision today, as cabinet expected, and they want Kenyans in the diaspora to vote, what will government position be, since the government has always come out to say that it's not feasible at this particular point in time to organize such a thing?
Ultimately, the mandate to conduct the election, including registration of voters and the actual voting, aligns with the IEBC and Article 88 of our Constitution. Government is really there to facilitate and to offer policy direction. And that is what government is doing. When we decided we must learn from the mistakes of the past, including having a credible election, beginning with the integrity of the voters' register, then it is government that had to facilitate the acquisition of the BVR to ensure we go electronic, to avoid the pitfalls of the past. So that support is what government is giving to the IEBC, and to enable the full realization of this right. But the Constitution is also realistic enough to say that these rights are not absolute. They cannot be realized instantaneously, but progressively. So in the circumstances we find ourselves in as a country, as much as we have tried, and most of us have been abroad and talked to Kenyans in the diaspora. I was in New York. We have been with the Vice President, with the Prime Minister in Europe, in the U.S., and we have assured Kenyans that we would like them to participate in this historic election. But it is really a case of the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is really the situation. And it is regrettable, but everything is being done to ensure that no Kenyan is left behind as far as the next election is concerned. But if it might not happen now, we want to assure them that enough preparation will be put in place, mechanisms and systems to ensure a realization of these rights in the next general election. Thank you.
Kenyans in the diaspora are displeased with the position of the government. How do you convince them that things will be better next time when they are itching to vote in the next election, because it's a new constitution that has been implemented and it's a new dispensation altogether?
Yes, sir, I'm aware that Kenyans are totally displeased. In fact, yesterday I was talking to Kenyans in Boston, through Jumbo Radio Boston, and my friend Joki was very displeased. And in fact, she's always been a very good friend of mine. But yesterday, I took a lashing for being the bearer of bad news to Kenyans in the diaspora. And I just wanted to assure Kenyans that it's not our Malwa decision or a party decision, but it is a government position based on the circumstances as they are. It might not be feasible now, it might not be practical now, but it is a guarantee from government that everything will be done to ensure that the systems, the mechanisms are put in place to allow Kenyans outside our borders to enjoy this right. So everything, I want to give you my word tonight, Peter, that everything will be done, and you will see arrangements already being done, but IEBC will be giving an official statement on the matter and a clear roadmap and timetable as to how these rights will be realized. Thank you.